Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Mem Vav, and we're starting Simon Tess. So the Chayyadim says, "Acher Berachas Amazon Yivarech Al Kosh Berach Alav." After you finish benching, you have to make a bracha on the kosh. Now, that seems pretty obvious. You're holding the kosh, you make a bracha on it. What is the chiddush of that? So actually, it's fascinating. The Gemara actually contemplates the idea of holding the kosh while you bench, because it says Kosh Yeshuas Esa U'B'Shem Hashem Ekro. So the pasuk says it's appropriate to say praise to Hashem while holding a cup of wine. Who said you have to drink it? So the Mora suggests this question, that maybe on Yom Kippur we should make Kiddush on a Kosh, just like any other Yom Kippur, we make a Kiddush on a Kosh. So the Mora says, well, that's not appropriate to make Kiddush on the Kais because you need to drink the Kais. And Rashi says, because it would be a bizoyan to the Kais if you don't drink it. It's not intrinsic in the act of Kiddush itself or act of benching itself on a Kais that you have to drink them. It's a question of it would be a lack of derech eretz to the kais, which you use this kais was so nice to be here to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be saying the praise of Hashem on the kais, and now you ignore the kais, so you have to take a bracha on the kais afterwards. So what seems to us to be an obvious point, because what we always do, the more actually discusses the possibility. There's actually one example where we actually we make a bris in Yom Kippur. We say the bracha of Kedashi did mi beten. We say it over a kais and nobody drinks it. If the mother is there and she still needs to eat, or she's not allowed to fast in Yom Kippur still, in that situation she would drink the kais. If not, what we do is we give a drop of it to the baby, and that's it. And obviously, you can't say you're making you're really mekayim the union of shtiyas kais by making a bracha and giving it to the baby. The baby has no understanding at all of that, etc. You're basically making the bracha on the kais without drinking it, because we know we have no other choice in that situation. In regards to Kiddush, the Chazal said we're not going to set up the situation of Kiddush to do this year after year, holding a cup. You might come to drink it. But the case of the bris mila, which is an uncommon scenario, so we're not afraid of that possibility, and that's what we do. So you make a bracha. V'yitam ha-mavorach kimloi molei lugmav shehu roi revias al-kaponim. So a person has to drink molei lugmav. Now the loch is the molei lugmav, both in Yom Kippur, the shear for drinking is molei lugmav. It means lugmav is or his cheeks. Well, lugmav means filling up his cheeks. So when you drink a certain amount, the mouth feels full. So how much is it? So we say the amount that it is, if I would take all the liquid and move it into one cheek, it would hold it. That's molei lugmav. Now, really, that is actually something which is opposed to being a set amount, like a kazayis is a set amount. When it comes to achila, in general, the share is a kazayis, and Yom Kippur, the share is kagrogris. It's a set amount. Well, the lugmav depends on the person's cheeks. So, but we assume in halacha that for the average person, it's the size of it is the majority of a revius. So whatever size is a revius, we assume it's a majority of a revius. Ben Echanami, if a person who's larger, has to drink more than that. With the limit being, you never require the person to drink more than a revius. So you have to drink molei lugmav. In order to say that you've given the appropriate derech eretz to the kais, to take just a sip, is also a lack of kavod. You have to drink a certain amount, you know, a significant amount. How much is that? Because they'll say that's a molei lugmav. Now, the problem with drinking a molei lugmav, what the Chayyadim is now going to say, is you get into a situation of a suffik bracha achrona. So the halacha, the Rishonim grapple with what is the amount that you need to drink to be chayav in a bracha achrona. By achila, we know that achila in the Torah is referring to a kazayas. So, Chazal darshan, even though the rice is only chayv in a bracha achrona, if you have sviya, But the Torah talks about achila, and it's mechayev bracha. So we're going to make a chiyuv drabanan whenever you have achila. So you have a kazayis, you have achila. Kazayis means achila everywhere in the Torah. We don't have a clear language in regards to what to do when you drink. So the Rosh says that maybe the shear for drinking is also a kazayis. Kazayis is volume. If you drink the volume of a kazayis, you're chayev in a bracha achrona. Or maybe not. We find in many dinim of the Torah, the shear is a revius. So maybe it's a requirement of a revius. So therefore the halacha suggests when a person drinks something, either drink less than a kazayis or more than a revius. So therefore you're definitely not chayiv in a bracha achrona, or you definitely are chayiv in a bracha achrona. But the drink in between, you're putting yourself in the situation of a suffix. Maybe you have a chiyuv, but you can't make a bracha mi suffix because it's maybe a bracha levatala. But over here you have to drink a moly lugma, you don't have a choice. Therefore, But it is preferable to drink a full revius in order to be able to say bracha achrona and not be in a situation of suffix. So we need to explain what is the share of a revius for these purposes and what revius would then be based on that. And we'll do that in the following share. Meanwhile, have a good day.